Mitt Romney was in Philadelphia today talking about education policy. Pennsylvania is a common stop on the presidential campaign trail, one of a collection of battleground states. But in 2012, is Pennsylvania actually a swing state where Romney has a chance? Or is it a safe bet for President Obama? NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
At the Universal Bluford Charter School in a largely African-American neighborhood, elementary students greeted Mitt Romney with a song.
A smile, even though it hurts,
standing in an inner-city schoolroom of swaying kids, Romney looked a little out of place. But as a former governor and CEO, he seemed comfortable leading a panel.
Education and the gap in the educational opportunity and achievement of people of color in this society, I believe, is the civil rights issue of our time.
Outside the school, a few dozen people protested Romney's visit, and inside, his contention that class size is not the biggest factor in a school's success also wasn't well received by some of the teachers there. Romney said a school succeeds when it has good teachers, good leaders, and two-parent families who get involved in their child's education. At one point, he turned the conversation to an issue on the minds of a lot of Pennsylvania's swing voters.
Having good jobs. I mean, right now, with so many people out of work, and particularly in the minority communities, This is devastating, not just for the people who are out of work, but for their kids.
Winning voters in Philadelphia is a long shot for Romney. The city voted for Barack Obama by a 5-1 margin in 2008. Still, television cameras will send out pictures of this event across the state tonight. In those areas, voters are more open to Republican candidates, says Muhlenberg College political science professor Chris Borick.
I think if there's any place in the state that's going to make or break a presidential campaign, it's suburban Philadelphia and the whole southeast region of the state.
Borick says all the way north of Philadelphia, into the Lehigh Valley, there are legions of swing voters. Some of them changed their party affiliation from Republican to Democratic in recent years.
Because of dissatisfaction with some of the movement of the Republican Party to the right, but are by no means totally sold on Barack Obama or the Democrats.
It's easy to find these voters in the suburbs, exurbs, and cities outside Philadelphia.
My name is Patricia Terreros, and I live in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Terreros says she was a Republican, then switched to the Democratic Party and voted for Barack Obama in 2008.
During the last few years, I decided to switch back to Republican.
Terreros says she has 3 master's degrees and is working 70 to 80 hours a week to get by. The economy is a big issue for her, but in November, she has no idea yet how she will vote. An hour away, a commuter train is coming into the Norristown station, northwest of Philadelphia. Bob Weiss says the economy is an important issue for him, too.
It's been improving slowly. Still has a long way to go.
Weiss voted for Barack Obama in 2008. Despite being a lifelong Republican, he's just the kind of voter Professor Borick says Romney has a chance to attract. But Weiss says Romney's comments in February that his wife has a couple of Cadillacs and that he has friends who own NASCAR teams still bother him.
I think that Romney has a challenge of trying to acclimate himself with the John Q. public.
Pennsylvania has been considered a swing state in the last few elections. Voters here did elect a Republican governor and a U.S. senator in 2010. But when it comes to the presidential race, Professor Chris Borick questions the swing state label.
Pennsylvania's gone Democrat 5 times in a row, so it's hard to claim swing status if you're literally not swinging.
But Borick says past races have been so close that Republican candidates believe they still have a chance if they can convince just enough of those suburban voters to swing their way. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.